A quick look at the prospective plantings for 2014 across the nation easily shows that soybeans, peanuts, and cotton are up while corn numbers are down. But DTN senior analyst Darren Newsom says a closer look at all the variables lets us know that much of that is still up in the air, especially here for the Southeast.
It's going to be interesting where we start to see some of these changes in acreage take place. I know, you know, the Southern Plains certainly lost some corn acres. Northern Plains lost some corn acres. It was the Southeast that seemed to, you know, there seemed to be a big question mark as to which way it was going to go. Are we going to start seeing more cotton going back in? Are beans going to dominate? Corn going to make a comeback? And all of these things. So I think that has yet to completely play out. But there were certainly some interesting numbers in the Monday report.
And just what will determine the play out of those numbers? Newsom says it will be two things.
And it's the simple two things. I think it is going to be weather. You know, is weather going to continue to play a role? To me, it's the key.
And then there is price.
They're going to take a look. You know, particularly producers in the Southeast who can get the crop in the ground a little bit sooner, maybe than up in the upper Midwest, and so on. You know, they're going to be taking a look at the September corn price, or they're going to be looking at these corn futures, and they're going to be comparing that to what they see in the November soybean market. And, you know, if there's an opportunity there, and if the weather allows, certainly they're going to jump in and maybe at the last moment change some of their planting ideas.
Newsom says farmers will, of course, be watching the weather as well as any changes that USDA's May supply and demand report reveals. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.